Good afternoon and welcome to Visions in Sound. My name is Rob Daniels, and this week, well, I've decided to take a little bit of a look at the film samurai films, we'll say, and the films that not exactly martial arts, I guess you could say, but of a sort of a philosophy that is somewhat that somewhat comes through in the way of the samurai, which is the name of the show this week. Now I've chosen three of the many different samurai type films, we'll say. Well, not really films, just sort of the three sort of samurai type kind of genres. Anyway, the three I've chosen. One is a cartoon show. The other is a film from, I believe, 1995. Just let me take a quick look here. Yes, the film is from 1995 with a rather interesting twist. And now, here is the more modern of the three films, The Last Samurai, which I will be featuring in the second part of the show. So I hope you enjoy this the music that I'll be presenting here today, partially because it's music that doesn't get played too often on my show. The Hunted is a soundtrack that kind of... Oh, by the way, this is not The Hunted. That is the Tommy Lee Jones and Benicio del Toro film. This is a completely different film. It's from 1995. This had Christopher Lambert and a cast of others, and Joan Chen and a few others. Anyway... Just before I do, if you are interested in any of the film music that I play here in Visions and Sound, by all means, you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS, that's 884-2567, or you can try me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. Well, I'm going to play some more music from a cartoon television series called Samurai Jack. Now, before you laugh at this, for those of you that haven't actually seen the show itself, check it out. It is worth looking at. It's very interestingly animated and very well done, and very much sticks to the kind of samurai kind of philosophy and that kind of thing. So I hope you enjoy this music. It's done by a man named James L. Venable, who did music for other art martial arts films, those being, at least Iron Monkey anyway. So you kind of get the idea as to where this all comes from. So like I said, if you are interested in any of the music that I play here on Visions in Sound, you can contact me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com, or, like I said, you can try the station at 884-CKMS. So here's some more music from the show Samurai Jack, and this is music by James L. Venable. Back in a bit. tune with a little bit of music from the TV cartoon show Samurai Jack. That's James L. Venable, with sort of a semi-serious side to the whole samurai philosophy and that sort of thing. Now, like I said, the show itself, if you haven't seen it, go out and check it out. It is definitely worth seeing for what it is, and that is definitely a really, really good show. It's like I said, extremely well animated, and I was very impressed with the way it looked, and just the way that it just sort of came together out of almost what seemed like it makes you. You know, it's funny. I often think about animated shows and how they can get you to feel emotions for just drawings and stuff like that. It's quite amazing. But Samurai Jack seems to have that same kind of quality to it that just seems to come out in its style and its stories. Stories are extremely, extremely, extremely well done. Anyway, if you are interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on Visions and Sound, you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS. That's 884-2567. Or you can try me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. Well, moving on to the next film that I've chosen for the soundtrack. This was my first introduction to a group called Kodo. And what they do is they play these huge taiko drums. And if you've ever seen them, they are massive drums. Just extremely, extremely cool to hear them play. And there's a lot of really, really good music that comes from it. This was my first exposure to them, and I think it's rather interesting that they would be chosen to do this film. The music sounds really cool. I really have to say on this one, if you're not into this whole drum, this huge drumming thing, and I mean, it's not just drums, there's flutes as well and that kind of thing. So just have a listen. It's definitely it's definitely really good listening. And it's from a film from 1995, like I said, The Hunted, not the Tommy Lee Jones Benicio del Toro film. This is a Christopher Lambert, Joan Chen, John Lone film that came out, and it takes place a mysterious woman, and I'll leave it at that. A mysterious woman falls it's sort of the other way around. Christopher Lambert's character falls for this mysterious woman, and she is marked for death, we'll say, by a ninja cult. And yeah, you can just see where this is going. Anyway, the ninja cult comes in one night and to kill the woman. And what happens is that Christopher Lambert character sees the murder and also sees the face of the ninja that did it. So now he is marked for death with this kind of rather interesting final fight, which I thought was kind of cool. And I mean, Lambert's also well known for his sword work anyway. I mean, he does a lot. He was also quite into to sword work from Highlander and many of those other films. So he kind of knew what he was doing. Now, in the midst of all of this, there's also a samurai, which brings us to our samurai theme here, who is out to protect, very reluctantly, by the way, out to protect Lambert from the ninja. And of course, there's this whole sort of blood feud between the ninjas and the samurai, and it really bubbles over into some really interesting fight scenes, especially one on a train. And if you haven't seen this movie, go out and check it out. It's very, very cool. Anyway, I'm going to continue on with the music of Kodo from the film The Hunted, and I'll be back in a little bit. This first part's a little bit on the low side, so the music is there, it just comes in very, very low, unfortunately, so I'll do my best to bring the music up to so you can hear it, but it is very, it sort of plays very, very, very low at the beginning. Anyway, here's some music from The Hunted. Be back in a bit. Thank you. and with music that possibly could be a little bit construed unusual side. That's music from the 1995 film The Hunted. Again, like I said, not the Tommy Lee Jones Benicio del Toro, but the film by Christopher, or the film starring Christopher Lambert, Joan Chen, and John Lone. Anyway, if you are interested in any of the film music that I play here on Visions and Sound, you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS. That's 884-2567. Anyway, this is what I set out to do today. This is I'm not sure if it's the Canadian premiere. I'm pretty sure it might be the Canadian premiere of the film score to The Last Samurai. This film score is done by Hans Zimmer, who's best known for his score to Mission Impossible 2. Backdraft. For a second there, the mind just went, eep. Anyway, Backdraft and several other type films, including like Crimson Tide, The Rock, and the list goes on. Anyway, so this is one of his rare scores that he's done by himself, that he doesn't have someone else sort of helping him out or that sort of thing. This is sort of a very nice change for him, because a lot of times you'll hear him sort of co-composing with other things. It's nice to hear what he can do on his own. So here is some music from The Last Samurai, and I'll be back in a little bit. And this is what the feature is going to be this week. Music from The Last Samurai by Hans Zimmer. Back in a bit. Thank you. You're listening to a special presentation of the soundtrack to The Last Samurai, excuse me, by Hans Zimmer, in a very rare solo effort on his part. If you're interested in any of the film music that I play here on Visions and Sound, by all means, you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS, that's 884-2567, or you can contact me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. You're listening to CKMS 100.3 95.5 on FM cable if you choose to do so, Radio Waterloo. I'm going to continue on with some more music from the film that's just coming out this week, The Last Samurai, music by Hans Zimmer. I hope you enjoy it. I'll be back in a little bit. Thank you. listening to a special presentation of the soundtrack to The Last Samurai by, music by Hans Zimmer. Now, the thing about this music, a lot of people may accuse Hans of sort of reusing his music from Gladiator. Now, a lot of it does sound very much like Gladiator. It does have that same sort of feel to it. But Hans would be the first to say, no, that's not exactly the case, that it's using the same syntax, I guess, is the best way to do it, the same language, but maybe not the note for note everything. Well, if you are interested in any of the film music that I play here on Visions and Sound, whether it be The Last Samurai, whether it be any of the music that I play, you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS, that's 884-2567, or you can contact me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. And I'd be more than happy to provide you with a track listing of today's program as well, if you are interested in any of the tracking down any of the music that might be out there. Well, moving on to the next sort of portion of the show. This is Visions in Sound, presenting a special presentation of The Last Samurai soundtrack by Hans Zimmer. And Hans Zimmer says in a press release that he estimates about 10,000 taiko drum hits on this soundtrack. So that's a lot. It's quite a lot for a soundtrack of this type. And like I said, it's nice to see that he is doing his own kind of stuff and keeping basically the whole idea of the soundtrack, composing it himself. Anyway, I'm going to continue on with some more music from the film The Last Samurai, and I'll be back in a little bit with some more little tidbits of information, and I don't know, just to talk to you. Anyway, back in a bit. Thank you. and with a little bit more music from the film The Last Samurai. That's Hans Zimmer's music from it. Well, I hope you're enjoying this special presentation of the Last Samurai soundtrack. It's like I said, it's nice to hear that Hans Zimmer is in fact still doing stuff on his own. He is going to be doing a film, or at least that's what the rumor is, that he's going to be doing a film with James Newton Howard of Signs and Sixth Sense fame. So it's going to be interesting to see how that turns out, and hopefully it will. Anyway, if you are interested in the film music that I play here on Visions and Sound, by all means, you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS, or 884-CKMS, or 884-2567, or you can try me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. We're going to continue on with some more music from the film The Last Samurai by Warner Brothers Pictures. It's quite an interesting film. I think actually that Tom Cruise wants an Oscar, and I think this might just get him an Oscar, you know, depending on how it goes. He was pretty close with Born on the 4th of July He does have this sort of this stigma about around him that he's trying to do his movies as to try to have the same success that his ex-wife is having. Anyway, that's sort of the theory that's going on. That's been sort of tossed around the internet and that these days. So if you're interested in any of the film music that I play here in Visions and Sound, whether it be The Last Samurai, whether it be any of the other film music that goes on around here, you can contact me at 884-CKMS, that's 884-2567, or you can try me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. Well, I'm going to continue on with some more music from Hans Zimmer's The Last Samurai. Hope you enjoy it, and I'll be back in a little bit to wrap up the show. I hope you've enjoyed this special presentation of The Last Samurai soundtrack by Hans Zimmer. It's I thought it was a fantastic soundtrack, and I hope that you enjoy it as much as I did bringing it to you today. If you are interested in any of the film music, television music, or video game music that I play here on Visions and Sound, wouldn't be the first time that I've done video game music, by all means, you can contact me here at the station, at least for the next few minutes anyway, at 884-CKMS, that's 884-2567, or you can try me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. Well, this is the end of the program, but it's not the end of my shows for the year. I still have at least a few more left. Hope you'll enjoy next week's 20th anniversary of the television show V, and that's looking to be turning out to be a rather interesting show. I have interviews with composer Joe Harnell, and I also have an interview with the show creator, Kenneth Johnson. So hopefully you'll enjoy that. And the week after that, well, that's, like I said, unless you've been under a rock for the past little while, you'll know that Lord of the Rings is coming out that same day. And it is, well, actually it'll be 2 days before, but it'll be coming out officially on Friday. On the 19th, it will be the soundtrack. I will be presenting the soundtrack to The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, as well as some snippets from the first and second, The Fellowship of the Ring and The Two Towers. So be listening for that. Well, like I said, that's pretty close to me being done. And like I said, if you are interested in any of the film music that I play here on Visions in Sound, you can drop me an email at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. Also, if you're interested in a track listing of today's program, then by all means, you can send that request to the same email. You can send it to the same email. What am I talking about? Anyway, well, this is the final cut from the Last Samurai soundtrack. It is A Small Measure of Peace. That's what it's called. And I think we can take that all away as a small measure of peace for this week. And I'll be back next week with more Visions in Sound. Hope you enjoy the end of this end title cut from The Last Samurai. I'll be back next week with more. Bye for now.